George Ranch High School Varsity Soccer is on the air. Longhorn Soccer is brought to you live on GRHS iRadio with the generous support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch Athletic Booster Club sponsors, and the high school administration. GRHS iRadio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station operating out of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's go out to the pitch and join Julian Munoz, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's live Longhorn soccer match.
Welcome in, everybody. We are live for the inaugural broadcasting of George Ranch soccer here from Longhorn Field in Richmond, Texas. We have the George Ranch Longhorns facing up with the Elkins Knights, starting in about 10 minutes. Within these 10 minutes, we'll go ahead and give you our interview that we had with Coach Jackson. Very good interview, very good guy to get an interview from. So you'll definitely really be enjoying that. After that, we'll have the lineups, and I'll introduce my partner, TJ Downey, making his debut on GRHS iRadio. So it should be a good one here tonight from Richmond, Texas, here at George Ranch High School. When we get back, you'll hear our interview with Coach Jackson, and then you'll hear the lineups.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
I had a wonderful chance to talk with Coach Jackson, head coach of the Longhorn soccer team. Let's go ahead and have a listen, shall we? All right, so I'm here with Coach Jackson in our first ever soccer broadcast on GRHS iRadio. First off, I'd like to say thank you for this wonderful opportunity. It's always great, as a fellow Hispanic, to try to expand the game of soccer here in the United States, and I believe that we're doing that step by step, especially here at George Ranch with the first broadcast of soccer on the radio. So what are your thoughts on like trying to expand the game of soccer, this beautiful game, throughout the United States, especially in the next couple of years?
I mean, definitely with the World Cup coming in 2026, Copa America is going to be here this summer as well. I mean, I think that the proliferation of soccer on television and the video games has really put it in front of a lot of eyeballs, and younger generations are seeing it. And, you know, it's fun to play, but I think it's a much more attractive product to watch than people have anticipated. Doesn't hurt that Messi's in America now too, and everybody wants a piece of him. So it's very exciting. It's a great time to be involved with the game, and you know, thankfully for as far as I'm concerned, as the soccer coach at George Ranch, we've always had a lot of kids that are interested in the game in this area. And what's kind of cool about us is that just the different styles of soccer. We have, you know, a lot of Hispanic players that are used to playing kind of more street soccer. We have, you know, some club kids as well. And then we even, you know, we have some, you know, kids that I would say are new to the game that came over from a different sport. And so they bring a level of athleticism that, you know, I certainly can't coach or teach. They're just born with it. So a lot of different styles that come together, and it's been a lot of fun just kind of seeing them mesh together.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to agree with you there, Coach. You know, this area, the Houston area specifically, is filled with a bunch of soccer heritage throughout the years, dating all the way back to the mid-1900s. It's been a great area for soccer, and George Ranch has had some good success in the past as well. So moving on, you have a big match here against Elkins, and right now you're sitting at 4 points. You're going to need some wins, especially in the second half of the season, to progress towards that playoff mark. What are you expecting here out of this game against the Knights?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is don't even worry about where we are in the standings. Just work on putting two halves together. We've played 7 district games so far, and we've been tied or led in all but one. So the problem has been running out of gas in the second half and just kind of not being able to mentally recover from mistakes and not allowing mistakes to snowball. I'm excited tonight because we're getting 2 players back that we haven't had all year. One of them is John Allen, who, you know, I kind of anticipated being our starting goalkeeper when the season started. So he'll make his first start tonight. And then there's a kid named Ian Grisby, he'll be making his debut ever for George Ranch. I've been begging him to play soccer for 2 years. He's been pretty heavily involved with his club, but he finally came to me and said, "Coach, I'm ready to play." And I expect him to start at center forward tonight. And I would not be shocked if he gets at least 1 goal tonight, because he is a phenomenal player and kind of been what we've been missing so far. We've got some wingers and we got some decent midfielders, but we haven't had that killer in front of the goal that can put one away. And I think Ian Grisby is going to be that guy.
Yeah, those are some absolutely incredible additions, some really key additions for the Longhorns here tonight. What can you tell me out of the Knights? What can we expect out of them?
I mean, the thing that's tough is about our district and what we do is that there are no layups. Like, when I was the coach at Foster, there were a couple of teams in our district that we knew we'd win 5-0 no matter what. Like, we knew rolling out of bed that even if our kids played a C-plus game, we were still going to win that game. If you don't show up, you're going to lose in District 26A. Elkins probably has the best goalie in the district. They've definitely got some speed on the outside. We played 2 really close games against them last year, and we were fortunate to come away with a couple of wins. I think for us, we need to make them earn their goals. We can't give them, goals off some soft mistakes at the back. I think that's what's been most disappointing so far this season, is that I feel like the goals that we've given up, we haven't made the other teams earn. They've just been some mental errors in the midfield that maybe have cost us. But it's not really healthy for a coach, but I expect a high scoring game tonight, to be honest with you, because they have a lot of offense, and I just the way they play tends to lead to wide open games where there's maybe not as much defending in the midfield. So I think you're going to see a lot of goals tonight, to be honest.
Well, that's great for our fans who are listening at
home.
Not
so much for me, but yes.
Not the best for you. We'll hope that the Longhorns come out with a big win tonight, especially moving on throughout the season, and hopefully really to spark, to get that spark that we've been needing the entire year. Thank you so much for this great interview. It's been a pleasure, and we'll hope to get to see the Longhorns win tonight.
I appreciate it, Julian.
You heard it first from Coach Jackson. You know, this win would mean a lot for the Longhorns. Just only sitting at 4 points, getting only two wins on the year, both from a penalty shootout. They only get 2 points out of the 3 from those. So they're really going to need to get 3 points tonight. TJ, I'd like to introduce my partner TJ,
hello,
making
hello.
His debut.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, TJ, could you go ahead and read us off the lineup from the Elkins Knights?
Absolutely. In goal, we have Namdi Ilekanwu. At right back, we have Dylan Matthew, center back number one, Pushkar Seshadri, other center back, Ope Akani, as a left back, Mitchell Creighton. At defensive center mid, we have Joseph. Defensive center mid, we have Joseph. In the midfield, we have Adam, Daniel, and Jason Nobi. Our two strikers, forwards, we have Adeni Fola and Nani.
Thank you so much, TJ. I'm going to go ahead and read off the starting lineup for your George Ranch Longhorns, who are the home team tonight. In goal, we have John Ellen making his season debut after being out for the first seven district games. At left back, Fernando Carrion, the senior. First center back, you have Ariel Alvarez. He's partnered with Isaac Hinojosa. There are our two center backs. Out on the right flank, Tyler Merck playing the right back duties, as he's done all year. Another senior for Coach Jackson. In the midfield, you have a trio of midfielders playing a more defensive role in at the CDM spot. You have Rhodes. He's partnered with Batista and Eduardo Esquiota, who are playing the more attacking midfielder roles. And up top, we have another trio. Ethan Cowalli is on the left wing, followed by Josh Matula on the right. And making his season debut and George Ranch debut for Coach Jackson, Ian Grisby. He will be wearing the number two, and he will be capping off the George Ranch lineup, trying to bang in all those goals.
I can tell you what, with that interview with Coach Jackson, I'm excited to see what what Ian is going to do tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to beg someone to play for you for 2 years, I would hope that he comes out and performs well on his first game. But we are just about ready to kick off. Longhorns are taking formation, and it looks like Elkins has won the coin toss. But they are kicking off first. Elkins moving from left to right in their all whites. Longhorns moving from right to left in their all maroons, as you normally see throughout George Ranch sports.
My personal favorite jerseys.
Absolutely. I would have to agree with you. The all maroon, anytime you go all maroon, all black, all white, it always looks really nice. And this is a great jersey matchup. Both teams, the Elkins Knights, really did a great
job.
Those
all-white jerseys are nice as well. I won't discredit those at all.
Especially highlighted with the silver lettering and the silver numbering. They're really nice, really solid. Some really solid kits, as people across the pond would call them. So
I think we got a great game on our hands today.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Jackson anticipates a high-scoring game, and from a fan's point of view, you're definitely going to want that. You're definitely going to hope for that. From a Longhorns point of view, you're going to want to win this game and win this game as quickly and as safely as possible. We are ready to kick off here from Richmond High School, from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, in the first soccer broadcast here on GRHS iRadio.
Elkins kicks off and the game is underway.
Elkins have it down the left flank. Looks to be Nani on the ball. He passes it center. That looks to be Joseph on the ball. He controls it, passes it up to Daniel. Daniel takes a shot, and it goes over the bar.
This will be a free kick for George Ranch.
Goal kick upcoming for John Ellen, his first
goal
of the game.
Goal kick for George Ranch. I apologize.
You're good. You're good. No worries. Ellen takes his drop. Kicks it towards the right.
He boots it to about midfield, and
it's like Tyler Merck.
Tyler Merck on the ball.
Tries to pass it, tries to get it to Matula, but it's intercepted by Mitchell.
Matula wins it back
in the box. He passes it towards the middle. Grisby trying to get on it. It's deflected. Still not cleared. And Elkins finally retain the ball, get it back out to around midfield. Longhorns retain it.
Now with possession again.
Josh Matula passing it back to Merck. Merck cutting inside. He gives it to Rhodes. Rhodes tries to find Cow Alley, and he is dropped off, and Elkins now retain the ball. Pass inside. It's not the best touch.
Deflected
but
by the defender.
Elkins still have it. Good tackle there from Eduardo Esquiota, who's wearing the captain's armband tonight in Brandon Medina's absence.
you know, I don't think there'd be another guy to give the armband to. I mean, that he's a leader out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I would have to agree.
You know, he's one of their, one of their veteran guys. He's been here for a while. And, you know, he's very deserving of that captain's armband tonight.
I definitely have to agree. You know, knowing Eduardo for over 5 years, I mean, he's definitely given off that leadership role, especially being one of the six seniors here on the squad.
Absolutely.
Matula in the middle. He cuts it to Batista. Batista tries to find Cal Alley. It gets deflected, and goalkeeper.
This will be an easy one for the keeper.
Yep, goalkeeper just gets one right to him. That's Namdi in goal.
He boots one to about midfield.
Header is retained by the Knights. Batista trying to shake the defender off, but he ends up fouling the Elkin Knight. Free kick for the Knights. He's going to boot it long and towards the left. They have a player there, but it's deflected away by Hinojosa.
And this will go in the way of George Ranch.
Out of bounds, and the Longhorns are trying to go quickly here. Still have it. There's Batista with the ball. Batista passes inside to Rhodes. Rhodes, and he
loses it.
And he fouls the defender. He fouls the Knight. I believe that was Joseph who retained the ball. Ope is going to take this free kick from about the 50-yard line if you're on a football field. So about midfield. Swings it over to the left. It goes over everyone. Jason's there for it. Jason passes it up to Nani. Nani in the corner. Nani dribbles in. He gets by a defender, and it gets deflected, and it will be a goal kick for the Longhorns. We're seeing a lot of deflections here early on, TJ.
Yeah, I mean, this is a quick-paced game. You know, it looks like there's going to be a lot of chances early, and, I think we just got to take advantages of those.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I feel like it's just one little mistake from either side is going to lead to this first goal, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later the way that this game is playing out right now.
Absolutely.
Jason tries to get past the right back, Tyler Merck, and it goes out for a throw-in in the favor of Elkins.
It seems that both teams are in a hurry when it comes to all the throw-ins, and I think they want to score, and they want to score fast.
Yeah, that's definitely...
They're trying to blow the door open right out of the gate.
Nice move from Esquioda, but tries to get it through to Cal Alley, is intercepted.
Tried to get it through with the Travella, and the defender just made a good play on it.
Carry on makes a play on the ball to knock it out of bounds, and Elkins will have another throw-in. Pushkar on the ball now. He tries to flip it up and deflect it, but back to Pushkar. Elkins have a chance here, and great tackle there from Adiel Alvarez, preventing that shot to get off.
He's having a game clearance. Early.
Yeah, right now, as of now, yes. Switch of play here as they're on the right side now. That is Fola with the ball in the corner. Fola trying to get by Carrion, and he knocks it out for a corner kick. First corner kick of the game for both sides in favor of the Knights. Looks like they're going to get their corner kick taker, their special corner kick taker that everyone has. they're going to take a quick short.
Okay.
Looks like Fola on the ball. He's going to pass it back. Shrugs
Chance
off the
early, and oh, great save by Aylin.
What a save from Aylin. That looked like it was Nani on the shot. The curler to the near post, and great reaction save from Ellen to keep the score at zero.
Lightning quick reflexes by Aylin right there. You know, he had to go airborne for that one.
You're absolutely right. That leads to another corner kick for the Knights. Looks like that is... That is Jason on the corner, sorry. Having a little stoppage in order to tie his shoes. So we are back. 33 minutes to play here in this first half. The corner is an outswinger. It's headed away. And it's going all the way back out. And Looks like Batista recovers it for the Longhorns, and it's out of bounds for a Longhorns throw-in. Carry on with the deep throw-in. Gets it to Esquioda. This is out to Grisby. No, not Grisby, sorry.
Here's Matula on the right wing.
Matula on the right gives it.
He passes it in.
Looks like that's Cal Alley on the right, and it just goes out of bounds. Just gets by his feet. Throw in for the Knights. Some early substitutions for Elkins, as that looks like number three entering the game. That is Mitchell Creighton. No, Creighton Mitchell, sorry. He's coming off for number five, Jason Noby.
Here's Matula with the ball. He's going to pass it back to his defense.
The clearance is won by a Longhorn. Here's Batista with the shot, and it's wide left.
A little too much power on that one.
Yeah, good effort from Nathan Batista, who's wearing the captain's armband, you know, being the only returner from varsity, from that great varsity squad last year. He's only a sophomore, TJ, and, you know, there's a lot in him to take that varsity, to take that captain's armband off of some of these seniors.
Yeah, especially as a sophomore. I mean, you have to stand out to be able to do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as if you didn't know, there are two captains in high school soccer. You have a main captain and a co-captain. Nathan is the main captain, and Esquioda is the co-captain, as we mentioned earlier. This one goes out for a goal kick after some deflections. Batista tried to get on it and give the Longhorns a scoring opportunity, but he couldn't get by the defender. Knights have it on the right. He gets by a defender, and it goes out of bounds for a Longhorns throw in a dangerous position. Carry on throws it, tries to get it to Esquioda, but it is cleared away and way out of bounds.
Throw in for George Ranch.
Another throw in for the Longhorns. Carry on tries to find Grisby. Grisby knocks it down, and it goes out of bounds in favor of the Knights this time. Ball bouncing around a lot here early. Seems like no team has been able to find a true vision of the ball. Everything's been really contested, and that's what you can expect out of a high school game.
Oh, Knights lose it in a dangerous area.
Rhodes gives it out to Matula. Matula trying to get on it, and he gets pushed off by Mitchell, and it goes out of bounds for a Knights throw-in. Mitchell tosses it down, tries to find Jason on the left flank. Goes out of bounds for another throw-in.
Looked like he was about to send that one, but decided to take it safe on the short throw-in.
Ball is still in the hands of the Knights, or should I say the feet of the Knights.
And now in the Longhorns' possession.
Yep, there's Matula on a fast break. Good tackle there from the Knights. Rhodes trying to find Cal Alley on the left. Rhodes again in an aerial battle. Batista finally clears it out of bounds.
And this will be a throw-in for the Knights.
Throw-in's taken quickly.
Uh-oh.
Daniel in the midfield. Esquioda wins it off of him. Ian Grisby has a chance to capitalize.
Grisby.
It's Grisby.
In the box.
It's blocked. The Longhorns had a chance, and the defender made a great block. And the Knights back in possession. Deflection here. Batista has it. Tries to find Esquioda. Could have been a handball. Esquioda gets by a defender, and it is Esquioda.
Esquioda gets the ball back.
Almost cleared away. Grisby with a chance to shoot, and it's cleared away for a Longhorn corner. Clearest chance of the game for the Longhorns. They had multiple chances to shoot it, but good defense by the Knights, able to block off the shooting lane. And good for the Longhorns to get that corner.
I tell you what, like we talked about earlier, Ian Grisby already making his impact known, and he's been in there, and he's been creating chances for the Longhorns.
Corner is caught by Namdi, the goalkeeper, and he sends it out of bounds. It will be a throw-in for George Ranch.
Carry on with the throw-in.
Carry on, the senior, four-year varsity letterman. Adiel Alvarez finds Josh Matula. Matula tries to get it to Cal Alley, but It is intercepted. Tyler Merck intercepts it right back. Finds Matula
Merck
down
finds
the right
Grizzly.
Flank. Grisby still has it. And it is cleared away by Ape. This is Jason on the left flank. He passes it back, and it goes out of bounds for a Knights throw-in. Very fast-paced game here, as we were mentioning earlier. This is not usual for a soccer game. Cuts back, deflected by Cal Alley, but it's only back in the hands of Pushkar. Back to Namdi. Going to take some time here. Namdi with good pressure by Cal Alley. Finds Dylan out on the right. Dylan cuts back.
Trying to find an option.
Great move there to get by Cal Alley, but it's deflected out for a throw-in by Carrion. Some more subs for the Knights. As it looks like number six, that is...
I mean, I don't blame them with the fast-paced game. The fast-paced game they're playing right now. I mean,
absolutely,
I'd want to have
right.
fresh bodies out there.
And, Matthew White in for the Knights. Sorry. Finds Daniel. Gets it back to Joseph. Joseph tries to find Jason on the wing, and it goes out of bounds for a Longhorns throw-in. Yeah, going back on your point, it's definitely good to have those fresh legs, especially in a fast-paced game like this.
We haven't seen any substitutions from George Ranch yet, but, you know, I know our guys are in good shape, and I think they can handle this.
You're absolutely right. Coach Jackson is a very big on conditioning. Very big on conditioning.
Absolutely.
One of the fun fact, one of the things that you have to do in a try is you have to run a mile under 6 minutes. So
yeah.
I'm glad I didn't try out.
Yeah, you definitely you got to be fit.
Yep.
To play at Georgia Ranch, I'll tell you that.
Namdi takes the goal kick, finds Pushkar. Pushkar finds Dylan out on the right. Dylan looking to Adam, and it goes out for a throw-in. Sorry, that was Matthew White. He came in for Adam.
Carrion will take the ball for the throw-in. He's going to hit Grizzly.
Grizzly finds it.
Grizzly,
sorry. I think I've been saying Grizzby the entire time. Back out to Rhodes. Matula on the ball now. He tries to find Grizzly, but it goes through to the goalkeeper. Namdi picks it up. Boots it away, way past the halfway line. Carrion meets it, but it goes right back to Daniel. Daniel finds Jason on the left. He has Nani in front of him. He finds Nani.
Matula pressuring the ball.
And it goes out of bounds for a Elkins throw-in.
Seems like we have some confusion here.
Could be a throw-in. Could be a foul. I don't know which one they're calling. Frustration from Coach Jackson trying to get that foul. Looks like Merck was stepped on. Probably not intentional, so I guess that's why they're not calling it a foul.
You know, he's usually a calm and collected guy, so I don't know. There's definitely something wrong there whenever he's complaining like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Nani defended by Merck. Good job from the four-year letterman. Pressure. A tackle is attempted. Matula with
great
it.
Great tackle by Matula.
Matula finds Esquiota. Esquiota with the spin move. Tries to find Grizzly. Grizzly might be through on goal, and Namdi, the wise decision to clear it away.
I mean, Coach Jackson, going back to his interview, he praised their goalkeeper, Namdi, earlier.
Esquiota,
and here's a chance for George Ranch.
Grizzly, but it's way too far in front, and it's going to go out for a goal kick.
Back to what I was saying. Coach Jackson praised this Namdi, you know, this goalkeeper earlier, and, you know, so far he's been showing it. He's been, you know, locking everything down.
Yeah, we haven't really had a chance to see him make a really good save like John Allen did earlier. But, you know, we've seen him. He's been calm, cool, collected,
under pressure,
absolutely.
He just looks like he's got it. I mean,
yeah. You know, some people you can just sort of sense that they're solid players, are really good players. And right now in goal, he looks like one of them. This one goes out for a corner. Third corner of the game for the Longhorns, looking to spark some offense here.
And I believe Fernando Carrion will be taking it.
Yeah, it looks like Carrion's going to be up there. Cal Alley, also in the area, but it looks like he's just going to trot back to the box.
Looks like we'll see a cross here from the corner.
Longhorns have five men up in the box.
Carry on
takes the corner. It's
good,
a
ball in the box.
It's headed. It's,
and it's in.
And it's for a goal.
Goal for George Ranch.
Goal for the Longhorns. It's scored
Eduardo Esquiota.
Eduardo Esquiota, the senior, gets the Longhorns on the board here from the corner. Great ball in from Carrion. Had a couple deflections, and Esquiota was able to punch it in.
I mean, that was a circus shot, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was up there. It was up there for a while. You know, very glad we came down with that one.
Yeah. Almost looked like it was volleyball the way that so many heads were trying to get on it.
Esquiota stayed with it the whole time, and, you know, it paid off.
Yeah, bounce after bounce after bounce leads to the Longhorns' first score of the game here at the 23rd minute mark of this first half.
Here we go. Elkins trying to, you know, get within a score, or trying to even the game with a score right here. Starting it off aggressively, as we'll see a foul.
Yeah, Fola was trying to get the ball off of Hinojosa, but Hinojosa was not letting him get past and had to foul him.
And Elin will take a kick right here.
It goes far. Looks like it's going to be met by Esquiota. Grizzly trying to get on it, but it goes right past him. Great deflection there by Alvarez. Carry on with it now. He flicks it up to Batista. Batista is tackled.
Carry on here with the ball.
Carry on another tackle. He's having a game right now. Fernando is having a game.
Absolutely.
It seems like he's on everything. And I don't know if they'll credit him with the assist from the corner, but if they do, then even better.
It seems like the game is running through him. Like he's the Andres Iniesta of the system here. Like he's the one who's trying to set up all the chances. And I think that's a fair comparison.
Well, yeah.
And it just seems like the game's running through him. You know, he's not the guy who's going to, you know, score you all your goals, but he's the guy who's going to set up your chances and, you know, help the game, you know, just run through him.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. That's really impressive coming from a left back. As the Knights have a chance here, it's Fola, and he is...
I believe we have an offside.
Yeah, I believe offside was called, or... No, it looks like they're calling a foul on the Longhorns. Adio Alvarez, dangerous free kick position here for the Knights.
Free kick just outside the box for the Knights. They're going to try and convert here.
See what they can do here. They have two players over the ball. Longhorns still have yet to form a wall. They're doing that now.
Looks to be five on the wall for George Ranch.
Elin doing a good job communicating of where to put the wall. Two men over the ball for the Knights. See who takes it. It's taken by the righty. It's on the ground. And it goes in.
Oh.
And Elin could not get it. It went right through his hands and through his legs. And the Knights even the score here at one with 20 minutes to go in the first half.
You know, he used the wall to his advantage right there. I'm sure the people on the wall were expecting a ball to soar over their heads. And, you know, we saw, you know, some people on the wall jump. And, you know, the ball was kicked right under the wall, and, you know, Aylin didn't have enough time to react to it, and unfortunately, it ended up being a goal.
Yeah, unfortunately, the goal was scored by Adam. That is, let's see here. Adam DeBassi, he plays wing. He's a senior. In swinger, the shot is just wide. The Knights are being relentless right now on offense. Just sneaking one past Elin on the free kick, and that one just barely goes wide. Substitution for the Longhorns. That looks to be Evan Posey entering the game for Esquiota. Junior here for the Longhorns entering the game for the first time. Rhodes on it. He swings it over Joseph with a good job. Carry on the header. Finds Cal Alley, a nice bit of skill. Cal Alley still on it now. He gets it to Posey. Posey finds Grizzly. Grizzly with it.
Grizzly putting the moves on him.
He's defended well. Here's Adam trying to push it up for the Knights. They have a counterattack. Ball down the line.
He leaves a through ball.
Elin trying to get it, and Elin does the wise thing by knocking it away for a Knights throw-in. good decision there for Elon. And it'll be a throw-in for the Knights. Knights have it by the corner flag. Looks to be Daniel on the throw, and he's going to take the long one, trying to find the head of one of his attackers. It's deflected, and Tyler Merck with a great deflection. He should be offside. Not going to call it.
No call.
Shot barely sails wide.
A little Elkins. Too much power on it, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't a bad shot at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elkins, just over the crossbar.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like they're going to call it a corner. No, goal kick. I thought it was a goal kick.
Goal
I didn't
kick
think there was
George
a deflection.
Branch.
But right now, Elkins are having the clear chances. And
yeah, I mean, it seems as if there was a whole momentum change.
Yeah, after that first goal, I mean, it was all Elkins. After that first goal for the Longhorns, it was all Elkins. And they have the momentum right now. Longhorns really need to capitalize off of some of these opportunities that they get, some of the limited ones that they're getting right now in the moment. Ball's cleared by Merck. Finds Oppie for the Knights. Oppie tries to find Jason. It stays in bounds. He finds Mitchell. Mitchell gets defended well.
Matula
and
gets
won.
It back. Merck with the ball.
Matula on it now, trying to keep it in bounds, tight roping. Tries to get it past the Knight defender. Finds Posey, who finds it back to Batista. Batista in the middle. Tries to find Cal Alley on the run, and it goes right to the keeper, Namdi.
Elkins now trying to bring it down the right side.
Good 1-2 there. Trying to make it a 1-2-3, actually, but that third pass was defended well. Cal Alley trying to get on it.
Here's Matula.
Matula with a good shot, good chance to shoot. Tries to pass it to Grizzly. And the ball is out to the left flank. Jason tries to get it up to Nani. Nani does a good job of keeping it inbound, and very wise decision there from Isaac Hinojosa to just play it out and take their chances on this throw-in.
Yeah, he wasn't playing any games there. Absolutely no chances taken.
Nani passes it back to Jason. Jason with a cross in. It gets by the defenders. Now that looks like Adam having a shot on his left foot.
And
gets
it's deflected.
They carry on again. What do you know?
Told you, man. He's all over the place.
Carry on another deflection. The cross in, and Elon collects very calmly. The deep kick from Elon trying to find Grizzly is met by a Knight.
Matula
with it. Finds Grizzly on the inside. Grizzly trying to find Matula again. Does he have the angle? No, he does not. Adam
and this ball's coming our way.
Yep, up into the stands. Adam does the... Dylan does the wise decision by just knocking it out, just resetting everything. Don't want to have any like small little deflections really be the cost of a goal like it was on the first one for the
Longhorns.
Yeah. Carry on the throw-in. Finds Posey. Posey trying to find Cal Alley, and it just goes out of bounds. We had another substitution for the Longhorns. Number four, Isaac Santos entering the game. Coming in for Hinojosa.
And here's Grizzly with the chance.
Grizzly offside. Oh. Good attack there from the Longhorns, but Grizzly just found himself just past the last line of defense. For all of our new listeners here, offside means that whenever the ball is passed to you, you are past the last line of defense, past those last line of defenders, and you are in between that and the goalie. You cannot do that. That is a foul is what you call it.
Yeah, unfortunately, some of the most exciting moments in the history of soccer have been ruined by an offsides call.
Absolutely.
As, you know, Julian, you would know, as, you know, Argentina... World Cup final 2014.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a goal was disallowed by an offsides call, and you know, unfortunately, didn't work out too well.
Yeah, that was one of the most painful moments of my life. Thanks for bringing it back up. But we won it again. We won it again for the third time, and 2 years ago now, or a year and a half ago now, in 2022. So we got it back. 15 minutes to go here in the first half.
Foul by Elkins. Here's George Ranch trying to find something.
Cal Alley tries to chest it down, but the control was met with a Knights defender. push car on it now. He sends it up. Carry on with the deflection. Matula trying to get on it. This finds Jason of the Knights. Joseph on it.
Carry on again.
Matula finding himself more in a midfield role now. Carry on the wing, and it gets met by Pushkar. He sends it up for a Longhorn throw.
George Ranch still in possession. Let's see what they can do here.
Another substitute for Coach Jackson. Ian Grizzly coming out for Brody.
Yeah, he deserves a nice rest. He's been running around all day.
And he was a crucial factor in that first goal for the Longhorns. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was the one that first got his head onto it.
Yeah, I think he was the one that originally tipped it up in the air.
Yeah. This one goes out of bounds for another throw-in. Carry on it. He finds Posey. Posey trying to make a move, and it's very well defended by the Knights. And great job from Cal Alley getting back there. Another good tackle. Cal Alley finally brings him down, but that'll go as a foul.
I think, you know, that was a great effort there by Cal Alley.
Nice take it quick. They have a chance, and
great
Ellen
clearance.
With a clearance. Did they call a foul? I think they called a foul on the attacker, Nani. He took down.
Seems he may have given a shoulder to the defender there.
Yeah, he definitely took Isaac Santos down to the ground. I believe that's what they're calling. Ellen with the kick. Kicks it deep to the right. Tries to find the newcomer on the field. I'll get that name and number for you real quick. Tyler passes it back to him.
Here's Mert.
Yeah. Finds Batista. Batista flips it out to Carry On. Carry On finds Matula. Matula gets it to Cal Alley. Cal Alley trying to make a move, but he gets well defended. Down the line, Elkins really moving it around now. Batista finally gets on it. And the Knights retain it for the moment as Carry On looks like he's going to get to it. Finds Batista. Batista gets tackled. And the Knights have numbers here. It's a 5-on-3. And the ball goes all the way through to Ellen. They tried to find Fola there with that through ball. And ball was just a little bit played a little bit too long. Jason with it now on the left. Does a little flick over. Trying to find Nani. Nani cannot get onto it. And
they got
to
clear it.
Yeah, Santos gets it to Carry On. Carry On finds Cal Alley. Cal Alley, good control there, finds Carry On again, and he's just going to flip it up, just get the ball away from their half. And wise move from the Elkin defender, Pushkar, to just knock it out for a throw-in. Carry On the throw-in again. We've seen like he's been on every throw-in, on every set piece we've seen Carry On.
I mean, you just want this guy to have the ball.
Yeah. You're definitely right. Every time he gets the ball, it seems like there's something cooking up. He finds Posey on the throw-in. Posey gets met with a tackle, and it goes out for a Knights throw-in. Pressure. 10 minutes left here in the first half from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. You've been listening the first 30 minutes on GRHS iRadio. Still have a lot of soccer, or as what they like to call it across the pond, football. We still have about 50 minutes left of game time here. 10 minutes here in the first half, followed by another 40.
Offsides call on Elkins.
Looks like Fola was in an offside position. They're going to take it quickly. Batista with the defender on his back.
Fola with heavy pressure.
This one goes out for a nice throw-in. Batista could not get the ball away from him, and good defense by Fola, the attacker. This one goes out for another Knights throw-in. This time more down the line, more towards the Longhorns' goal.
I tell you what, besides the free kick goal, our defense has sure stepped up tonight.
Ellen claims the throw-in. He kicks it deep, and it's met by a Knights defender. Santos with it, trying to get it out to
Matula. Or Merkt, excuse me.
Eight. Arthur Chincaglia. That's his name. Sorry if I
Elkins with a chance.
Elkins with a chance, and it goes in. The shot from Nani, it looked like, gets past Ellen. He deflected it, but not enough, and it finds the back of the net. Longhorns now trail 2-1. Miscommunication at the back there from the Longhorns led to Nani being able to capitalize off of it. And the Longhorns find himself down by one here for the first time. Isaac Santos on it. He finds Arthur. Arthur finds Matula. Matula on it. Trying to get it to Arthur again. And this one is just going to go out of bounds for a nice throw-in.
Throw-in for Elkins.
Substitution for the Knights. Number 10 coming onto the pitch. That is Owen Apolinar. And number 7 coming off for the Knights is Fola Adeniyi. Another Knights throw-in after a couple deflections. Game's starting to slow down a bit. Seems like all the pregame amps, the pregame excitement is starting to cool off just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we're not seeing throw-ins right after they're kicked out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, Elkins has slowed their pace down a little bit after they've taken the lead.
Deflection, and it goes out of bounds again. Good clearance there from Hinojosa, I believe. 12. No, Adiel Alvarez, sorry. Throw in from the Knights is met with a header, and Ellen very calmly comes out to get it.
He's going to
kick again. And Ape wins it again. It seems like the Longhorns have tried to do that so many times, and every time it's just met by a Knight defender.
You know, I think with the Knights, they're winning the ball at midfield a lot of the time. And I think if George Ranch, you know, they want to get back into this, they're midfield. They have to be able to win the ball at midfield.
Yeah, collision there on the ball, and it looks like it's going to go in favor of the Knights.
Ooh. Hmm.
I mean, it could have gone both ways. Both players tried to get on it.
It was definitely a 50-50 call.
Yeah.
They may have just gotten tangled up and just gave it to one of them.
Yep. Jason on it, tries to flick it up. It's met by Isaac Santos. Elkins playing around with it at the back. Tries to find Nani deep. And Ellen very calmly comes out to get it with the dive. Another deep kick. It's met once again by a Knights defender. Another clearance. Deflection, and the Longhorns here have an attack here if they can get it off. Posey trying to find Arthur, but great job by the Knights defender to get it off of him. Batista with a slide attempt. Knights recover it.
Elkins with a great chance.
Cuts it back. The shot.
Great deflection.
Shot again, and Ellen comes out to protect. 6 minutes left, and the Longhorns are going to need to get a counterattack if they want to tie things up before halftime. Make the run. Again. Santos gets by a defender. Another
Here
one.
We go.
Making a run. He finds.
Puts the ball in for Matula.
Matula. The shot just high.
Just over the crossbar there.
Juan Sarmiento on the shot. He came in for, I believe, Matula. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he came in for Matula. Pressure by Arthur. Ball gets passed, and it's out of bounds. More subs for the Longhorns. Posey coming out of the game.
As here comes Josh Matula back in the game.
Ian Grizzly. Yeah.
Ian Grizzly. Apologize.
Very hard to see up here, you know, especially on the far side.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like not
that,
turned towards us.
Yeah, and I got this this blinding light in my eye.
The views of high school soccer.
Nothing like it, but you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yep. out for another throw-in for the Longhorns. Arthur on it.
Go, guys!
Deep throw-in, trying to find Grizzly. It gets all the way back to the keeper, and he'll just let it go out of bounds for the goal kick. 4 minutes left now in this first half. Finds Ape. Ape pressured. Good tackle. The pass. Should be a foul. They didn't call it. Oh, okay. Knights have it. Nani trying to get on it. Batista has it now off the deflection. Finds Alvarez at the back. Alvarez.
Finds Matula.
Finds Matula. Matula making a move. And Matula gets brought down. And no call again. Fola trying to get to it. Adiel Alvarez.
Great tackle.
Great tackle to clear it out for the throw-in.
Adiel Alvarez completely ruined that chance right there for Elkins.
And that's what you want from a defender, especially a senior defender as him. You know, he's been a part of the program for so long, and that's exactly what Coach Jackson wants out of his seniors, just to protect, just to have that experience and know what to do in situations. 3 minutes, 15.
I mean, that's just what you want from a defender, a nice sliding clearance.
Yeah. Long throw-in, met by Alvarez, finds the feet of a Knights attacker, and great tackle by Santos. Finds Grizzly, back to Santos.
Santos
with it. Finds Grizzly again, another 1-2.
Back to Santos.
And it gets by his
looks
feet.
Like Santos was tripped up.
Adam on it. Santos again on it. Seems like he's had the ball almost like Carrion did at the beginning of the game.
He finds Carrion.
Finds Carrion. Carrion trying to make a move. Good defense by the Knights. And a bad ball back is cleared only to the feet of Batista. Batista finds Matula with a chance to shoot. Finds Arthur. And Arthur cannot get a shot.
Ball's deflected.
Cal Alley on the left. And he wins the corner. That's a great job from Cal Alley. Even though there might have not been anyone to pass to, just being able to hit it off the defender's leg and getting a corner. Longhorns, last time the Longhorns had a corner, they scored off of it. So maybe it's good for the Longhorns. Off the corner, Knights have a counterattack. That's Adam with it. He finds Fola. Fola trying to find Adam again, met by Alvarez. A minute 45 to play here in the first half. Sarmiento on it. He passes all the way back to Grizzly, who's taking a drop back. Grizzly finds Santos. Santos.
You know, Grizzly has shifted from that striker position to looks like about center field, you know. Center mid, kind of defensive midfielder position.
Yeah, Matula on it, passes it to Santos. Santos finds Arthur. He gets brought down. That looked like it was an elbow to the face there. No call.
No call.
And Knights retain possession now. Making a move is Mitchell. He gets brought down and looks like they're going to call it out of bounds, and it'll be a throw-in or a free kick for the Longhorns. Man down on the field. He gets right back up. I just like lost the wind and lost the air in himself and just need a little breather.
You know, we all need one of those sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Isaac Santos on the free kick for the Longhorns. Gonna chuck it deep. It's a really good kick. Finds the feet. Grizzly. And it gets to the keeper, Namdi. Sarmiento was on it.
Sarmiento, I think, just missed. I think he just missed on a great hit, which could have potentially been a goal. And he slightly missed the ball.
30 seconds left. Time for one more chance.
Here's Matula with the ball.
Matula, great tackle. Carrion tries to slide. Alvarez, another clearance. The Knights have numbers here. They
another
can get a
chance
good
for Elkins.
And great job by Batista. 14 seconds left here in the first half. Can they get one final attack? And he's going to clear it for out of bounds. And looks like this one's good throw in. The quick one cleared. And this one's going to end the first half. We are through one half here at the Ranch. Elkins 2, George Rance 1. After these commercials, we'll have a little recap of that first half, and then you'll be able to listen to the sounds of the crowd. We'll be right back.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to the pitch, everyone, live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. It's your George Ranch Longhorns facing the Elkins Knights in the first ever soccer broadcast here on GRHS iRadio. TJ, we had a very entertaining first half, very fast paced.
We did indeed.
We saw three goals go in, two for Elkins, and one for the Longhorns. Would you like to go ahead and recap the point?
Absolutely. We started off the game with a goal in the 23rd minute from Eduardo Sciota. Fernando Carrion took a corner from the left side of the field. The ball took a few deflections up in the air before finally Sciota was able to tap it in. The first goal for Elkins was a free kick from Adam DeBassi. Kicked it under the wall. And the second goal was scored by Adonai Fola. And that's all we've had as goals so far. But, George Ranch has been struggling a little bit on the defensive side of the ball, as it seemed that first half progressed. And I think a big problem with that is Elkin's ability to win the ball at midfield. They've been strong at midfield the whole game, and they've just been winning the ball and gaining a bunch of possessions in their way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, TJ. And one thing that I've noticed is Elkins is really pressing up on the Longhorns' defense and their midfield, and that's why they're being able to win all these 50-50 balls. All these deflections are falling in the favor of the Knights, and because of that, they have numbers every time they go upfield. And honestly, the Longhorns are lucky to only have given up two goals here. I mean, the Knights have had the clearer chances by far throughout this first half. Longhorns really need to capitalize on only being down by one here and getting this second goal in order to push this to a penalty shootout or even go on and win the whole thing. I mean, you only need two goals here, one goal to push it into the penalties, and one more goal to go ahead and solidify that win.
What I think potentially could be a possibility is the Longhorns are trying to keep up with the Knights' fast pace of play. And if they slowed the ball down a little bit and, you know, tried to find chances, you know, it could be a whole different outcome. But
yeah.
Again, you know, I'm no expert and definitely shouldn't listen to me.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you.
I'm just saying what I'm seeing
yeah,
out here.
Yeah, the way that the Longhorns are going to have to come back and win this game is definitely by slowing the pace of play and making the Knights play the Longhorn game.
Absolutely.
Instead of the Longhorns playing the Knights game. And the way that the Longhorns have to do that is by getting passes together. Right now, it seems like the Longhorns are one, two, three passes and done. Longhorns are going to need to have a long possession where they get six, seven, eight passes off in order to get all the way into the box and hopefully score.
Yeah, the thing with this fast pace of play is, you know, they're trying to rush the pass as quick as possible, and you'll see a lot of deflections and the balls. I mean, it's the ball's kind of going everywhere, and it's just kind of getting chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen so many throw-ins. I think we saw six overall corner kicks. There were countless amount of throw-ins in that first half. If the Longhorns find a way to win this game, it's going to be by playing a clean game, keeping the ball inbounds, passing it around at the back, passing it through the to the midfield, and definitely they're going to have to win the midfield battle is what the Longhorns are going to have to do in order to win this game.
Absolutely.
We'll take one more commercial break. When we get back, we will have the second half kickoff where the Longhorns will be moving from left to right. Elka's moving from right to left. Longhorns will kick things off to start the second half. We'll be back shortly after this last commercial break.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Welcome back in, everyone. I'm Julian Munoz with my partner TJ Downey here to kick things off here in the second half. Going back on what we said during our halftime show, Longhorns really need to start slowing the pace down, really need to start passing the ball around successfully. I feel like that's the only way that the Longhorns are going to win here if they want to get these 3 points. TJ, do you have any players to watch here in the second half?
I have multiple players to watch here. I have Fernando Carrion. You know, it seems like the game has offensively run through him at this point. And I think if they want to have more chances, they should get the ball to him more on an opportunity. And he's done it all game. He's created chances, and I think he needs him and Ian Grizzly need to be on the same page. And I think if him and Ian Grizzly are on the same page, I think Longhorns come back and win this game.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I mean, Carrion definitely has got the skills to be able to take over this game offensively and defensively. I mean, we've seen him have some great tackles. I feel like Ian Grizzly definitely needs to get on the board here in the second half. And if the Longhorns are going to win, he's definitely going to have to get on the board here. Another player to watch, I feel like Josh Matula can definitely get some more action. We saw him, and in the short amount that we saw him, he was good. He showed some flashes. But we're going to need to see a little bit more out of him this second half in order to go ahead and get this win. We're going to need to see the ball be flowing through him, Carrion, and Grizzly. And the more we see that, the more the better chance that the Longhorns have to win. Man down on the field. Looks like we have a timeout taken.
Injury timeout on the field.
We'll see. Yeah, with that, we're going to go ahead and take it to a commercial break. We'll be back after this short break.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everyone. Sorry. Our little timeout has ended here after that short, brief little break. Merck has it on the right, trying to find number 20, Noah Ferreira, in for the Longhorns now. Knights will let it go out of bounds, and it'll be a throw-in in favor of the Longhorns. Brandon Medina also in the game. Senior here for the Longhorns, four-year letterman. We've seen him drop back down in the midfield this season. He's mainly known for his attacking prowess. And, you know, this year he's really been a midfielder, like a defensive midfielder.
He's kind of played anywhere Coach Jackson put him, and I think he embraces that role. You know, I don't think he wants to bother anybody by complaining about, you know, the position or role he's playing. He wants to win.
Grizzly trying to take it off of Oppie. Oppie still has it, trying to find Fola. Fola gets it to Nani. Nani with a chance. The shot is saved by Ellen. What a save at the near post, protecting that one goal deficit. Medina out of the back. Medina finds Matula. Matula finds Merck. That trio is definitely going to need to work here in this second half. Isaac Santos on the left. We've seen him progressively work his way upfield from the defender spot. And this one is deflected by the referee. Looks like the referee is going to bring it back and give the Longhorns the ball again.
Looks like we're going to have a free kick for George Ranch.
Medina with the shot, and it goes wide. Good effort from Medina in the first couple minutes of this second half.
You know, it was a long one, but, you know, he's made those before. And, you know, it definitely wasn't the worst shot in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to shoot that shot in that situation because, like, there's nothing else to do. You have no passing options, and the referee literally gave you a bouncing ball for you to hit as hard as possible.
And I tell you that, a volley like that would be unreal.
One of the best ways to score is on those bouncing volleys. It's easily the most satisfying shot to go in. Medina defending the night attacker.
Carrion pressure puts pressure on the ball.
Oh, and a little mistake at the back from Medina. He recovers well, though. Gets the ball off of him.
Good tackle. Great tackle by Isaac Hinojosa.
Hinojosa, great sliding tackle. And that ball goes out for a nice throw-in. Little miscue there from Medina and Matula. Matula was trying to pass it all the way back to Carrion, but Medina was in the way of both of them. Long throw-in is met by Longhorn defender. Player taken down and no call. Looks like he just fell over by himself. Grizzly with a chance to counterattack. And what a tackle by Dylan there to prevent that counterattack. Ball falls in the hands of Joseph for the Knights. Dylan tries to switch play around. Medina defending. Oh, and he gets absolutely nutmegged. And what a move there from Adam. Adam finds Nani on the wing. Nani, the pass in, is finally cleared out. But not for long.
Matula loses it.
And that Matula surely is a foul. Yep.
Matula with a rough foul.
Matula's going to take down the Elkins attacker. And another free kick in a dangerous area for the Knights. We saw one in the first half, and it snuck right by Ellen. Let's see if they can do it one more time. Time is stopped here.
Three men lined up over the ball for the free kick.
Looks like that is number 11 for the Knights. Or 10, actually. Owen Apolinar. Apolinar steps up. The shot is right to Ellen. Good positioning there from the Longhorn keeper. And the kick is way out of bounds. Not the best kick there from Ellen. It'll be a nice throw-in.
Got to credit John Elan right there. I mean, on that free kick, the ball took a deflection off the wall, and, you know, it's not easy to react to, you know, a sudden change in movement like that. And that was just a great save by him.
Yeah. Medina trying to look for a through ball, and I like what he's been doing here in the first half. He's really playing aggressive.
Medina being aggressive.
Yeah, he's playing with an extra passion that we haven't seen in that first half. That we didn't see in the first half. He's trying to get those through balls through to Grizzly and Cal Alley and Matula. And unfortunately, it hasn't been able to work, but I feel like sooner or later, it's going to work. Shot from the Knights attacker, and it goes just wide. Great shot. Great attempt there from Joseph.
Made good contact with it, just wasn't on target.
I apologize, that was Apolinar with the shot. He has come in for Daniel. He takes the role of that attacking midfielder now. Ellen with the kick towards the left side. Met the head of Isaac Santos. Grizzly with the header. Grizzly works his way around and foul.
Looks like George Ranch will stay in possession.
Santos wants to take it quickly. He's going to swing it all the way around to Carrion. Carrion trying to find Grizzly, deflected and intercepted by Adam. Adam down the right flank. Adam cuts in. He finds the shot is deflected. Merck
cleared by Merck.
And finally goes out for a goal kick. Apolinar had the shot. Looked like he was trying to either pass it through to one of his defenders or the shot was on the ground. Nonetheless, it was deflected, and it looks like they just called a foul, an attacking foul, on Elkins.
Win it, George. Come on, guys. Come on, 20. Good.
Ball's won at midfield, like we mentioned earlier.
Good chance for the Longhorns. Cal Alley down the left flank. He gets tackled. Great tackle there from Dylan. And Cal Alley still not giving up on the play. Dylan with it. He finds Joseph. Joseph swings it all the way across field to Jason. Jason with it. He finds Mitchell. Mitchell down the left flank. Tries to put a cross in. Met by a Longhorn defender. And won again by Mitchell. Mitchell pass to Nani. Nani with Batista right in his face. Batista can't get the tackle off. He gets brought down. No foul call.
Here's Elkins taking the ball down the left wing and as he goes down hard.
Yeah, it looks like Merck brought him down, and I believe they're calling a foul on Merck instead of the throw-in. Yeah, that's what they're calling. That number 20 is Noah Ferreira, is who we've been talking about, Ferreira. First time in the game.
Elkins will have a free kick.
Number 3 on it. That is Salamane Fay. Fay with the kick. In swinger, meets the head of Ferreira. Good clear. And this one is hit a mile high. Ellen makes the catch.
Looking like an NFL wide receiver out there.
Caught it above his head. That's not what you're taught to do in soccer, but it worked out. Isaac Santos trying to spark this counterattack. Santos has Matula out to the right. Matula gets it. Finds Merck. Merck tries to find Santos, but the pass is way too far down the right sideline. Out of bounds for a Knights throw-in. Hinojosa with the header off the throw-in. Knights reclaim the ball. And it goes all the way past everyone. Adam will have a chance to cross it. Couple stepovers, gets past the defender.
He's going to cross it in the box.
Is deflected and out for a corner. Knight's fifth corner of the game. Sorry, third corner of the game.
So far, this second half, I mean, it's been all Elkins Knights with the
chances. Oh, the chance. Shot again and out of bounds for a goal kick offside. Anyway, so the shot would not have counted. The Knights took the corner very quickly, caught me and my partner TJ by surprise. We were both looking down at our paper.
Yeah, I mean, the ball actually ended up in the goal right there, but offsides was called on Elkins, so very glad to see that.
Merck will take this throw-in after a couple deflections, but not before a couple substitutions. Ferreira coming off the pitch. 17 coming on Joseph Sam Anya on for the Longhorns, the sophomore. Will take the right wing position. Merck trying to find Grizzly. And it goes all the way back to Mitchell. Mitchell being
Sam Anya wins the ball back.
He wins it. Tries to put it across to Cal Alley. And it is put out for a throw-in. No, good save there by Dylan. Dylan puts on a couple moves. Cuts inside. Has space. Passes it up to Nani. Nani has it, that's Fola. Fola with it, still has it. Good defense by Batista there. Sam Anya wins it again. And Tyler Merck up with it.
Here's Matula.
There's Matula up to Grizzly, and Grizzly can't keep the ball at his feet. Grizzly with a good tackle. He finds Cal Alley up at the top left. Cal Alley finds Grizzly. Is he offside? He is offside. Offside trap by the Knights worked out to perfection as Grizzly looked like he was through on goal, but just past the line
just
of defense. That could have been really good for the Longhorns. But as you were saying earlier, great moments always go to waste whenever the offside flag gets thrown up.
Man. Offsides always get you.
Mm-hmm. Pushkar passes it to Ape. Ape up to Fola. Met by Batista in the midfield. Matula with it. Tries to flick it past. finds Joseph. Joseph with Mitchell now on the left for the Knights. Tries to find Nani, but great defense there by Hinojosa. It'll be a Knights throw around the 20-yard line. Merck deflects it. Sam Anya with it. And this one goes out for a Longhorn throw-in. And Sam Anya is doing a really good job here in his first couple minutes. I mean, he's been on the ball a lot. He's won possession for the Longhorns a couple times. Merck with it on the right finds Grizzly. Grizzly finds Santos. Santos
Here's
trying
Grizzly.
To find Grizzly. Grizzly with a chance. And he's taken down. Surely that looked like a foul. Looked like there was no even contact with the ball, but no call from the ref.
I saw a straight two-footed tackle, and Ian Grizzly end up on the ground right there.
Nnamdi with the goal kick. Hinojosa heads it backwards, and this one's going to go out for a goal kick. I mean, it looked like on the opposing end, it looked like the defender slid, and he didn't make contact, but Nnamdi...
That was a great chance for the Longhorns right there.
It looked Nnamdi made
first
connection.
It looked like there could have been a potential penalty, but unfortunately it wasn't called.
Carry on the left, tries to find Cal Alley on the wing as well. Still on the left flank is Carry on playing with Dylan and Adam. Throw in for the Longhorns, taken quickly. Santos back to
Batista.
Batista trying to find Grizzly in the middle, out of bounds for a throw in. The second half has really gone both ways. We saw Elkins off with early momentum, but after a couple shots, the Longhorns have really stepped back up, and the Longhorns looks like they're in the driver's seat right now.
You're right, Julian. You know, Elkins had a few big chances early in the second half, but now it seems momentum is kind of shifting towards more of the Longhorns' way, but we'll see.
Dylan with it at the back. Dylan passes it up to Adam. Adam finds Joseph in the middle. Good passing there from the Knights. And not before Hinojosa, but taken right back by the Knights. Shooting opportunity. The shot. What a
good save.
Save
by Aylin.
Fully stretched was Aylin to protect that ball from going into the bottom right-hand corner. Deep kick trying to find Cal Alley is intercepted. Isaac Santos finds... Batista with it now. Nathan Batista making some moves, finds Santos, and not before he meets the feet of Ape. Knights defender
Joseph
falls on
slips
himself.
Over his own feet.
Samanya gets defended very well by Mitchell. Great job there by Hinojosa, just knocking the ball out of bounds, and it'll be a nice throw-in. Or they're calling a free kick for the Longhorns.
I believe the ball went off of an Elkins attacker, if I'm not mistaken. And it will be George Ranch's ball.
Yeah, Longhorn throw-in. I apologize for that. Not before a substitution. Fernando Carrion coming off the pitch. That looks like number 19. Am I saying that correctly? 19, 18? Hector Montelongo. In for the Longhorns now, number 18, playing left back. Finds the feet of Samanya. Samanya trying to get by a defender, cannot get by a defender. That was Mitchell again. He's having himself a really good second half. Adam on the right wing. Finds Dylan the cross. It's a good one. Ellen making the catch. Deep kick from Ellen, trying to find Cal Alley again. This time takes a bounce, finds Cal Alley successfully this time, and it goes out of bounds for a Longhorn throw.
Go offense, it's your time!
Ian Grizzly on it. Ian Grizzly making a move, and he's fouled by Adam.
Come on, guys, you need to push him!
You know, it's tough keeping up with that guy out there. He's fast, and, you know, it looked like the defender just had a hold of his jersey, and, you know, got to call the foul on that.
Isaac Santos finds the ball. Looks
Sam
good.
Anya.
Oh, Sam Anya had the chance, but looked like he hesitated.
Come on.
Mitchell with it on the left. Or actually, that's Jason, sorry. The counterattack for the Elkins Knights finds an attacker. He tries to find Fola. What a tackle by Hidehosa. Isaac Santos, another counterattack. Ian Grizzly tries to find Samania. It finds Isaac Santos once again. Santos with it. Grizzly making a run. It goes over Grizzly, met by a Knights defender and intercepted. Joseph with it, trying to find Fola. Fola's going to get to it, but it's all the way in the right corner. Can he even get to it? He's stuck by the corner flag. What a move by Fola. What a move. Can he shoot it? Great tackle and met by the hands of Ellen. You got to respect the move that Fola just on there. I mean, he completely did Hinojosa dirty with that move. That was disgusting.
I mean, that was a great move by Fola. And, I mean, wow.
Luckily for the Longhorns, it didn't end up in a goal, or else that would have been on SportsCenter Top 10. That looked like a handball. And
no call.
No call. Looks like the referee's just going to let him play on.
Seems like that has been a common sight tonight.
Yeah. Especially in the JV games, as me and my my broadcasting partner, TJ, were watching before we went live. Batista with it. Can he keep it in? Foul on the Knights. And Longhorn ball here around their own goal.
We're down to about 20 minutes left in the second half.
Halfway through the second half. Longhorns down by one. Needing a goal to push this to penalties and get some points from this game. Ian Grizzly trying to pass it back to Matula. And it's Knights ball once again. Ape intercepted by Santos. Can they get a counterattack? Grizzly was wide open. Cal Alley, can he get to it? Cal Alley keeps it in, but
looks like Cal Alley's going to cross it.
Out of bounds. Seems like they were offside anyway. Santos took a long time to get that ball out of his feet. He had Grizzly and Cal Alley.
Was that an offsides?
Yeah, I believe they called offside.
Yeah. I didn't see a flag, but
it was either offside or a goal kick. But anyway, it's Knights' ball. Ape trying to find Nani, but met by Hinojosa.
And the Knights Elkins are off to the races. Have a great chance.
It's a one-on-one, and he's offside. And he's offside. The flag is up.
There we go again. Goal disallowed by another offside.
Longhorns getting bailed on that one. That would have made the score 3-1 Elkins here with about 19 minutes to play here in the second half.
And he was offsides by a hair there. I mean, that was one of those ones where you honestly can't tell.
You can't tell. It's a 50-50 call, and you just got to put your trust in the linesman.
Absolutely.
Isaac
Santos.
We
don't have VAR here to review it.
We don't have VAR in high school soccer just yet. It probably won't be for another couple years. Isaac Santos with it.
We sure have been hearing his name a lot.
Yeah. He's definitely been on the ball a lot here. Ever since he came into the game, he started off playing defense. He was a center back. He's moving up into the midfield positioning, and he's doing a good job. He's winning the ball, passing the ball around. Seems like the offense is really being focused around him, taking the stress off of Carrion, who's on the bench right now.
Two subs coming in for Elkins.
Medina has dropped into a defensive role. Looks like he's playing a center back role. Coming out for the Knights is number seven, Fola Adeniyi, and number 11, Udhav Panchavati. Batista on it. Goes out for a nice throw-in. Throw-in taken by the Knights. Met by the feet. And Nani's on it. Nani with a shot just goes wide. That was close. That was a really close chance. A
lot of power on that ball right there. Just sailed it over the crossbar.
Ellen will take this goal kick. Longhorns look to have switched their positioning around. Looks like they have four attackers now. Samanya on it. Tyler Merck trying to keep it, and it goes out of bounds just barely for a Longhorns throw-in. Merck with the throw. Finds Ian Grizzly, and not before it's intercepted by the Knights. Great tackle by Isaac Santos there. Santos finds Grizzly. Chance for a counter here. Can Santos get on it? No, he cannot. It's intercepted by the Knights once again. Good tackle there.
Batista.
Batista finds Santos. Santos has Samanya wide open. Can he get it to Grizzly? No, he cannot. The cross attempt goes right to the keeper. And he'll pick it up.
Look,
no
to
worries.
Be a shot attempt from Samanya.
Yeah.
As one of far the two. As I'm concerned, yeah. I believe a shot?
Yeah. Yeah. Hinojosa, or no, that's Medina, sorry. No foul is called. Cal Alley, can he get by him? He can. Cal Alley has the wing to himself. Can he make a move? He has Grizzly in the box. He has others in the box. It gets by everyone.
Samanya put
pressure
on
it. And it'll be a goal kick. Namdi taking the goal kick for the Knights. Other than that one corner kick goal, which really wasn't his fault, he's looked really good today. Looks like he's lived up to them to the high praises from Coach Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Samanya headers it to Sarmiento. Sorry, he's in the game now. Tyler, good tackle there from Merck. Tries to find Samanya. Can he get it to it? No, he cannot. It goes out of bounds.
Approaching 15 minutes left in the second half.
Been the complete opposite from the first half. I mean, the first half we saw high action, very fast paced. This half
they've
no
seemed
goals.
To slow down their yep. pace a little bit.
No goals.
I think we've seen higher quality chances
yeah.
than we've seen in the first half.
I think that's been
the difference maker in the second half. I think we've seen higher quality chances, but just
not
less of them.
Batista wins it in the aerial battle. Batista he does a great job of getting by.
And Batista gets taken down. No call.
It's Isaac Santos with it.
Finds Merck.
That was a great job by Santos to just put it in the open territory. Finds Sarmiento. Sarmiento on it.
Sarmiento is fouled.
From the back. And it'll be a Longhorn free kick.
I mean, that tackle wasn't even close.
Yeah. It seemed like the Knights defender sort of tripped and then took Sarmiento down with him.
Yeah.
It seemed like he like just grabbed his legs almost.
Free kick here for George Ranch. Sarmiento will take it. He'll put a good ball in the box.
Good ball, and Namdi comes out to collect it. That was a really good ball trying to find Medina. And it's a 1v2. Hinojosa, great header out. Santos on it.
Hinojosa sure saved an almost great opportunity for
Sarmiento trying to find Samanya, but way too far for Samanya to collect. Mitchell will take this throw in. Mitchell with the long throw in.
Merck trying to win the ball.
Merck ends up winning the ball, but not before.
This will be a throw in for George Ranch.
Loses it, but right back to the Longhorns after a couple deflections. Couple substitutions. Samanya and Sarmiento coming out.
Looks like we got Josh Matula.
Josh Matula and.
I believe. Brody
15, Brody.
Brody Lipisek?
Yes,
yeah.
That is correct.
Number 15, Brody Lipisek's now.
Brody and Josh Matula in the game now.
And
foul on Brody.
Lipisek goes yep. down.
He got sandwiched between two Knights defenders and lucky enough to just be standing. I mean, that looked pretty rough down there. He got sandwiched, so he's all right.
Matul will take the free kick.
Will he take a deep? Will he take a short? Looks like he's lining up for a deep free kick, trying to find ahead of one of the Longhorns. It's a solid ball. Keeper does not come out for it. It's cleared away by Ape. Finds Nani. And it goes out of bounds for a nice throw.
I mean, that was a great opportunity created by Matula. I mean, you can't get enough of this guy. He was the varsity football, the kicker for the varsity football team, and you know these guys, they just love him.
Yeah,
I mean, and he seems, from what I've heard, he's a really funny guy and just someone you want to be around, and. He's also a great player as well.
Medina clears. The shot is wide right. One of the more clear shots that we've had here in the second half. Just wide right. Longhorns catching another break here. 11 minutes to play here in the second half. Longhorns need a goal to push this to penalties. Allen kicks it to the right. Lipasek passes it to Merck. Merck to the middle, met by Joseph. And ball goes out to Santos. Santos loses it. Finds Ian Grizzly on the deflection. What a move by Grizzly to get into some space. Grizzly tries to make another move, but not before it's deflected. Knights have a chance to counter here.
Four on three opportunity.
Good chance here for a shot. Will he shoot? What a move. What a tackle by Hinojosa to save another chance.
Here's Lipasek.
Lipasek, what a move there from Lipasek. Can he get to it? He can't. But it's back to the Longhorns. Batista with it. He finds 18 Montelongo.
Here's Santos.
Find Santos. Santos.
To Matula.
Matula trying to find Lipasek. He gets brought down, but incidental contact, not enough for a foul, and out of bounds for a Knights free kick. For a Knights throw-in, sorry. Matula and
looks like Lipasek. We'll have a foul called on Lipasek.
Looks like Lipasek just pushed him in the back, and referee spotted it and called it.
And we'll have a free kick for Elkins.
Yep. Looks like it'll be Mitchell on it, I believe so. 20. Doesn't have a name on the roster. I believe that should be Mitchell.
And this will be a goal kick for George Ranch as that one sailed out of bounds.
Yeah, out for a goal kick, and Longhorns are... Time is not on the Longhorn side right now. Running down the 9 minutes left here on the clock. 9 minutes left to salvage some points here, and that kick just go straight out of bounds from Ellen. Be a nice throw-in on the far side of the field.
In the middle.
The throw met by Medina's head, and we're going to foul call before all that. Seems like a Knights attacker pushed Medina. Or a throw-in, maybe?
Free kick for George Ranch. Yeah.
Medina going to take it long. Passing it to Lipasek. Lipasek gets tackled. The pass, and Ellen, calm, cool, collected, gets the ball. He passes it quickly out to Santos. Santos finds Merck overlapping. Merck looking for Lipasek, but intercepted. Good interception by Santos. Matula, can he get it? He passes it back to Hinojosa. Good clearance there. Well, he's going to shoot it. The shot is high. That would have been an...
He wanted to uncork on that one. He was going for an absolute screamer of a goal and just unfortunately kicked the ball in the wrong area and ended up sailing it over the goal.
Evan Posey in for the Longhorns now. And this one goes out for a Knights throw-in. Posey playing right back, coming in for Merck.
Looks like Grizzly has shifted from his defensive role from earlier back to his striker position.
Matula, and he gets fouled. No card shown yet here in the second half. With the amount of fouls, you would have thought maybe a yellow card somewhere. Medina with the free kick. Takes it deep, trying to find Cal Alley. Deflected back to Hinojosa. Who's going to get it? Evan Posey or Hinojosa? Miscommunication. It's Nani with the ball. Nani crosses it in. It's a good cross. Can he get to it? No, it goes out for a goal kick. Really close chance there for Elkins. If the other attacker, Apolinar, could have gotten on it, probably would have been a goal. Kick from Ellen met the head of Jason. Grizzly can't get to it, and the clearance by Mitchell.
This will be a throw-in for George Ranch.
Evan Posey will take it. Posey will try to find Grizzly, it looked like.
Don't let him out.
Passes it back to Pushkar. Pushkar finds Dylan. Dylan over to Adam, and it's intercepted. Can Cal Alley start this counter? It's Grizzly. He tries to find Cal Alley. Grizzly with it still. Trying to find Cal Alley again, and back-to-back deflections by the nice defense. And great defense there by look like Dylan, who gave up the ball but did not give up on the play. Can Matula get to it? No, he cannot. Ball is cleared. And Daniel on it. Daniel Medina missed a slide. Apolinar with a chance. He finds Daniel. Medina gets a head on it. And that was great defense there by Medina to be able to get that head on it. 5 minutes remaining in this match between the Elkins Knights and the George Ranch Longhorns. We've had a good one here in our inaugural soccer match on GRHS iRadio. Clock is stopped as we had a substitution.
And in case you're just joining us, Elkins is currently up on George Ranch 2-1 with 5 minutes left in the second half.
5 minutes left for the Longhorns to salvage something here. The long throw in meets the head of Medina. Fola on it. Fola making a move. He gets tackled, and the clearance by the Longhorns. Grizzly on it. Good touch there. Finds Santos. Santos has Lipasek. Cuts back again. Santos again. Good pass out to Lipasek, and it's out of bounds. Longhorns are stringing together some passes, but they're just missing one or two key passes in order to get to advance and get that goal. Fola, Batista there to claim it, but it goes right back to the Knights, but out of bounds for a Longhorn throw-in. 4 minutes to play for the Longhorns, looking to get a win here. And no handball call. Looked like a handball. Batista playing on. Batista waving his attackers up. It gets to Lipasek. Lipasek. And gets tackled. Lipasek still has it. Lipasek finds Batista. Batista finds Matula. Matula looking for the shot. Has Santos. Santos, and it goes out of bounds for a Longhorn throw-in.
Matula tried the cross, and it was just ricocheted or deflected out of bounds.
Batista on it. Batista looking for a pass, and it gets deflected, interception. Knights have a chance for a counter. It's a one-on-one. Can Hinojosa make the stop? He cuts back. It's Fola. Fola with it. He has a chance to shoot. The shot goes wide left. 3 minutes to play here for the Longhorns. Can they make this comeback?
It's crunch time for the Longhorns. You know, this is they got to make the most of every opportunity here now.
Ellen with the free kick. The goal kick, finds the head of an Elkins defender. Finds Fola. Fola tries to find Nani, intercepted by Hinojosa. It's Isaac Santos. He finds
Matula.
Matula, can he get to it? He cannot. Can Lipicek get it? No, he cannot either. It falls in the feet of the Knights again. Evan Posey back to claim it. He's pressured by two defenders, and it goes out of bounds for a Longhorns throw-in. Going to have to take it quickly here. 2 minutes left in the game. It's Batista. Batista switches it. Tries to find Grizzly, deflected, and out of bounds for a Longhorns throw-in. Montelongo will take it. It's a long one, and it goes out of bounds for another throw-in. Montelongo on it again. Finds Grizzly. Grizzly making a move. Grizzly gets tackled, and the Knights are off to the races again. Intercepted by Medina.
Approaching and a minute and a half left in the game.
Longhorn throw in with 90 seconds to play. Looking for that game tying goal to send this to penalties. Grizzly trying to find Isaac.
Grizzly Isaac with Santos. The ball again.
Grizzly in the midfield. Batista looking deep to Cal Alley. Cal Alley, can he get on it? Cannot, and this one's cleared right to all the way back to Medina. 58 seconds to play. Medina launches it up, and it'll fall safely in the hands of Namdi. And he will waste as much time as he possibly
Namdi
can.
Namdi will take his 8 seconds.
45 seconds to play. The kick is deep. Can a Longhorn head get on it? It falls. Hinojosa, can he get to it? Great stuff by Hinojosa, and that almost will do it. 30 seconds left. It's Montelongo intercepted. Knights have control of it. Can Joseph do something? It's won by Batista, looks like. Finds Lipicek. Daniel with it again. He just chucks it deep. 15 seconds left.
And it looks like
it'll be a goal kick.
Goal kick.
9 seconds remaining. Will they get it off?
Looks
seven,
like
six,
that'll
five, four,
do it.
3, 2, 1, and that'll do it. The Elkins Knights come to George Ranch High School and steal one away from the home Longhorns. Final score 2-1. We'll go to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll recap the game and then go ahead and finish it. We'll be back shortly.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Welcome back in, everyone. We are live for the final time here from George Wrench High School in Richmond, Texas. Final score here, Elkins Knights 2, your George Wrench Longhorns 1. Longhorns losing another tight one to a 26A foe. TJ, would you like to go ahead and recap this one?
You know, it was a close one here tonight. You know, to start off the game, it was really fast pace. You know, the ball was moving around everywhere really fast. You know, as soon as the ball went out, it seems like these guys were putting the ball back in play as soon as possible from the throw-ins. You know, the game started out really fast paced and they just wanted to score. You saw a lot of, you saw a lot of throw-ins and corner kicks. To start off, George Ranch started off hot with a goal in the 23rd minute by Eduardo Sciota. That goal, as we mentioned, was started off a Fernando Carrion corner kick, which was then deflected into the air and eventually tapped in by Mr. Eduardo Sciota himself. Elkins, they started their offensive night off with a goal from Adam DeBassi, from a free kick that he kicked under the wall. Elkins' second goal of the night was scored by Fola Adeneyi, and that recaps all the scoring of the night.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, TJ. An action-packed first half, and we were anticipating more of that same action in the second half, but that's just how soccer works. You have one half where it's all the action. Second half, you don't get much. You had a couple really good goal-scoring opportunities. One of them was called offside, and it was a goal, but Longhorns couldn't get a clear enough chance to score on the goalie Namdi. And, Coach Jackson was right about his talent. He showed that he was one of the best goalies, if not the best goalie, of 26A. The Longhorns move to 0-5-2. Those two draws get them 4 points on the season. Longhorns start the second half of their campaign next Friday when they take on Fort Bend Austin on the road. Next up on GRHS iRadio, I'll have the call with my partner TJ Downey next Tuesday for our district opener for George Ranch Lady Longhorn softball. The Lady Longhorns will be taking on the Lady Rangers of Clements High School. Air time is set for 5:50. You'll have the first pitch at 6 p.m. Up next for soccer, next Friday, I will have the call here live at George Ranch High School for the first Lady Longhorn soccer game whenever they take on Fort Bend Austin. Lady Longhorns also took on Fort Bend Elkins on the road. I'll have the score for you on that sometime later this week. Probably on Tuesday I'll feed you that score in. Anyway, for my partner TJ, I am Julian Munoz. You've been listening live to GRHS iRadio for the first ever soccer broadcast here from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Good night. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to live Longhorn soccer on GRHS iRadio. Watch X, formerly Twitter, for our next broadcast. Thanks for joining us today on GRHS iRadio. GRHS iRadio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station operating out of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. So long, everybody.